The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says a boost in tax collection will leave the state with a balance of close to $1 billion by June of next year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he'd like to use the money to cut property taxes, possibly using state technical colleges as the vehicle to do it.
The property tax relief will be my highest priority. It always has been. I think Governor Walker and others, I'm in that camp too, are okay with updating the tax tables to have the maximum amount of people's take-home pay held by them in their own checks as opposed to an interest-free loan to state government. And then we'll put money in the rainy day fund just like we have in the past.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald was not ready to endorse any specific tax cut. He says some of his members want to save some of the surplus.
The structural deficit, they want to take care of that. And then after that, I think the dollars certainly will be moved into increased tax cuts. Now, how you do that or where you put that money, I think, is what we have to kind of continue to discuss.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca says the state should take a more balanced approach to dealing with the surplus.
We look at Minnesota, we see how they've handled their surplus. They've had over $1 billion, and they've given targeted tax relief, but they've also invested in education and job training, and it's paid dividends for them. Their job numbers are far better than ours.
Governor Scott Walker will outline his plans for the money during next week's State of the State address. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.